Kate Egan has the news in detail.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said his government will investigate alleged war crimes in his country. The authorities say they recovered more than 400 bodies from areas around Kyiv that were occupied by Russian forces. In a video address, Mr. Zelensky vowed to find and punish those responsible for civilian deaths and is establishing a team of international experts, prosecutors and judges. The Kremlin has denied its forces have killed civilians and accused Ukraine of falsifying images of the dead for Western media. Russia is calling for a special UN Security Council meeting to address the claims. On this programme, Oliver Carroll, Ukraine correspondent of The Economist, described visiting the town of Bucha outside Kyiv yesterday. Referring specifically to seeing 9 bodies at one location, he said he'd witnessed what appears to be evidence of summary executions.
At least 2 of those men had their hands tied behind their back. And just to give a bit more information, because it is important, the handcuffs were made of what a white material, looked as if they'd been on the hands for a long time. The stench from the bodies also smelt as if it certainly wasn't recent. So there have been attempts to portray this particular site as being a setup by the Ukrainians, or the Ukrainians shot themselves in the 3 days that they've been in control of the town. That didn't, in my opinion, bear any relation to the reality.
Hungary's right-wing Prime Minister Viktor Orban is set for a 4th term in office after a decisive victory in parliamentary elections. With most of the votes counted, his nationalist Fidesz party has 53% compared to 35% for the opposition. Excuse me. In Serbia, President Aleksandar Vučić has claimed a landslide victory in yesterday's elections, which will extend his coalition's decade-long period in power in the Balkan nation. An independent review of unplanned care at 9 hospitals for the HSE has found that sometimes there was no clear understanding of who was providing the patient's care. The review has recommended an end to the practice of trolleys being placed on wards as soon as the health system becomes stabilised. Here's our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
This independent review of unplanned care at 9 hospitals covers the years 2018 and 2019. It was commissioned by the HSE under terms of reference agreed by the Department of Health. The hospitals chosen were under the greatest pressure during winter 2018 and 2019. The hospitals selected were Naas General, Talla University Hospital, the Midland Regional Tullamore, the Mater, Cork University Hospital, University Hospital Limerick, University Hospital Waterford, St Vincent's University Hospital and Galway University Hospital. Due to emergency department pressures, it says there was widespread placing of patients in any bed, any time, anywhere, including mixed gender. This did not create extra capacity, but led to lengthy rounds for staff around hospitals, increased length of stay, and introduced harm by non-specialist care. The HSE said the review is outdated and has been superseded by improvements. The report was released by the Department of Health to the Irish Patients Association under the Freedom of Information Act.
Gardaí investigating the murder of a man in Dublin over the weekend believe it is connected to an ongoing feud between 2 criminal gangs. 29-year-old James Whelan, a father of one, was found shot dead on a street in Finglas in the early hours of yesterday morning. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
It is 8 years since the last
The scene at Deanstown Avenue, where James Whelan was found shot and fatally injured, along with the nearby house, remain sealed off today for a second day. The 29-year-old father of one was shot once in the chest. He had 57 convictions, including 2 for drugs offences, and was involved with a criminal gang led by a 26-year-old Finglas man before they fell out and a feud began. This led to several shootings, abductions and a grenade attack in Finglas, but the killing of James Whelan is the first murder and represents a marked escalation in this feud. Detectives at Finglas have appealed for witnesses. Anyone who was in the area on Saturday night, Sunday morning, with mobile or dash cam footage, or anyone with information to contact them. Gardaí, public representatives and the community in Finglas now fear retaliatory and tit-for-tat shootings and killings.
A new report from the UN's Intergovernmental Panel detailing what the world needs to do to mitigate climate change is due to be published this afternoon. It's expected to call for a rapid move away from using fossil fuels over the next 8 years and transformational shifts in energy efficiency. Here's our environment correspondent, George Lee.
It is 8 years since the last IPCC report, specifically about how to mitigate climate change. And throughout that period, greenhouse gas emissions and global temperatures have continued to rise. In another 8 years' time, it will be 2030, the year by which scientists say global greenhouse gas emissions need to have been halved to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius to prevent a runaway climate crisis. So today's report will pull no punches. There is no time to waste. It will highlight the urgent need to phase out fossil fuels. For transformative changes to our energy systems and land use, to industry, buildings, cities and systems. The need for enormous increases in investment and for climate finance for developing and poorer countries will also loom large.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For efficient, consistent, evenly dispersed heat throughout your home, choose Grant's Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Dull and breezy today with scattered outbreaks of rain or drizzle, most persistent in the north and west, and highest temperatures 10 to 14 degrees.